State and federal wildlife managers are at odds over wolves in the eastern interior. The feds are concerned about a declining wolf population in Yukon Charley River's National Preserve, while the state is shooting wolves outside the conservation unit to bump up moose and caribou numbers in the broader area. Alaska Department of Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says it's a matter of dueling mandates.
We have different marching orders. The Park Service's mandates pertain to Yukon Charley and involve natural populations. Our mandate is to manage state lands and private lands for consumptive use by humans. And the boundaries between those areas are the challenges.
The state is trying to whittle down wolf numbers in a sprawling area that borders the Yukon Charley Preserve to improve caribou and moose hunting opportunities. The state's objective is to trim the much larger area's estimated 290 wolves to 60-85%. Harm says studies show the reduction will allow prey species to grow without endangering wolves.
In terms of the state's responsibilities, it would not be a biological concern. Wolves are a very, very, very productive species, and having a year or several years with a low number of wolves does not threaten the long-term welfare of wolf populations in that part of Alaska.
The National Park Service has a different take on the situation. Yukon Charley Superintendent Greg Dudgeon is concerned about a steep decline in preserve wolves this winter.
We know that the average pack size of the radio-collared wolves in the preserve has dropped from 5.8 in the fall of 2009 to 3.3 in the spring here in 2010. And the percentage drop from that fall population to the spring population in our radio-collared wolf packs is now at 43%.
Dudgeon says the decline to 26 wolves is the biggest drop the agency has observed since 1993. The situation was made worse recently when four preserve wolves were accidentally shot in a state fish and game aerial predator control hunt. The Park Service can't stop the state harvest, and its mandate includes protection of subsistence wolf hunting and trapping. But Dudgeon says he's considering closing the sport take of wolves.
The general or sport trapping season goes through the end of April, and the general or sport hunting season goes through the end of May. And our concern is that with the amount of time still left, that the additional loss of wolves would get us even further away from normal than where we are now.
Dudgeon says he's taking into account feedback from a public meeting March 22nd held in Eagle, which lies just outside the preserve boundary. Eagle Mayor Bo Fay says most area residents support wolf control and don't want the sport harvest shut down. Fay says the Park Service is playing politics with its wolf science.
They've been collaring wolves that aren't even in the preserve. And then when they come up with this figure, 26 wolves in the preserve, it would seem to me that they probably did their count on a day when there was only maybe two of the packs within the boundaries of the preserve on that particular day. And then that way they could come up with a low figure.
The Park Service's Dudgeon says only wolves that have a den or have home ranges in the preserve are counted, and the packs are radio tracked whether they are in or outside the preserve. Two of the wolves accidentally shot by Fish and Game had radio collars identifying them as preserve animals. Fay says he has inside information that the Park Service did not give Fish and Game the frequency for the wolf pack mistakenly killed by Fish and Game.
As far as I've been told by the pilot that was handling the receiver that the Park Service gave him, he was only given six frequencies. And in actuality, there were seven packs out there.
Fay accuses the Park Service of intentionally sacrificing the pack to make the state look bad. But the Park Service's Dudgeon discounts the accusations, saying the state had everything it needed to avoid preserve wolves.
At a meeting in Fairbanks on the 11th of March, we provided a complete flight sheet to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. It included all the frequencies of all the wolves that the National Park Service had radio collars on in the preserve. Along with that flight sheet accompanied the NPS radio collar frequency receiver that would be used to pick up those frequencies. It was in good working order.
Dudgeon says he's continuing to work with the state to figure out what went wrong and ensure no additional preserve wolves are shot in future control efforts. Fish and Game plans to release a report on what happened next week. The state may resume its aerial wolf kill in the control area around the Yukon Charlie Preserve if there's fresh snow to allow tracking.